dwarves took turns doing handstands on the carpet. 20 dwarves took turns doing handstands on the carpet. 20 dwarves, 20 dwarves, 20 dwarves. 20 dwarves, 20 dwarves, 20 dwarves, 20 dwarves. 20 dwarves, 20 dwarves. 20 dwarves.
You're listening to Nowhere on Mulberry. Film, television, pop culture. It's where you find it.
Mr. Hand, I have but one question for you. Can you attend my class? It is for your own good, and if you can't make it, I can make you. Also, there will be no eating. E-A-T-I-N-G. No eating in this class. You get used to doing your own business on your own time. That's one demand I make. Just like you wouldn't want me to come to your house some evening and discuss U.S. history on your time. Understand?
Yes, sir.
This guy's been stumped since the third grade.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm registered in this class.
What class?
This is U.S. history. See the globe right there.
Really?
Hey. May I come in?
Oh, please. I get so lonely when I hear that third attendance bell ring and all my kids are not here.
Sorry I'm late. It's just like this new schedule's totally confusing. Yeah, I know that, dude.
Mr. Spicoli.
That's the name they gave me. You're ripping my car.
Yeah.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
No problem at all. I think you know where the front office is.
You dick!
The Peter Serafinowicz Show.
Good evening. Our top story tonight in science, in China, in space, in entertainment, in sport. Manchester United, Liverpool, won, lost, match postponed, committed mass suicide. That's terrible. Well, that's all from the news desk. Good night. Bad night. Night-night. Night-night.
I'm leaving first thing in the morning, but I'm only going to be gone one night.
And Clarice is going to be here, so you'll be able to see plenty of Geraldo and Nightmare on Elm Street 12. I will never know.
Are you going with her?
I'm going with Victoria, yes. And don't try anything tricky, understand? Don't go rolling in poison ivy as soon as I leave the house. Or lock yourself in a closet or do anything that makes you need stitches.
If your finger falls off, it's staying off. No one's going to pack it on ice and take it to the hospital so you can be a breakthrough in laser surgery.
I don't care what you do!
Good, fine!
I'll tell you what I'm doing this weekend. I'm getting laid. 1990s and nobody is getting laid. I'm the only man in America who was getting laid this weekend, and I haven't been laid that much. Six girls in college, maybe seven. How long have you been standing there?
Forever.
What did you hear me just say?
Six girls in college, maybe seven.
7.
8! Mary Kelly.
Here we go. AK-47, the very best there is. When you absolutely, positively got to kill every motherfucker in the room, except no substitutes.
Boom! Yeah! Woo! Hey, clap, everybody! Hey! It's Dr. Norm Mulberry. Good times.
Golf clap.
It's episode 209, I guess. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Film, television, pop culture every Friday. I am the J-Strom. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome all. Everyone's welcome. I have here on the show with me this week, to my left, Steven the Pop Culture Zealot.
Hey!
Hey, Steven! Woo! It's Friday again, huh?
It is.
And you know what? They did such a good job last week, Steven. I thought I'd have them back.
Encore presentation.
Laura?
Woo, I'm here.
And Adam!
What's up, everybody?
Hey, guys! Welcome to the show. Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Sorry for the long-ass intro, but we, you know, I have to have time to stretch before the show starts.
Gotta deliver my candies out.
Yeah, I gotta take a leak, you know, something. Oh, wait, that's vulgar. I shouldn't
GMI.
Say that.
Yes. GMI.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody. Bill is, I think it's his last day of vacation. He should be heading home, and he'll be back next Friday. But it'll be good to always have Laura and Adam as nice fill-ins. You guys like that?
Fill-ins.
Like Laura? Remember when Johnny Carson, Joan Rivers would fill in?
Oh,
huh?
Please, I'm not Joan Rivers.
Adam? Jay Leno, maybe? Before? No, I'm
oh,
sorry.
Oh, that's worse.
What's that, Jay?
Doritos.
Doritos.
It was a terrible impersonation.
Good times. Hey, did anybody, this is like, I guess, is it new news that this lost video that's supposed to be on the DVD box set is leaked online where you can just watch it? I don't know if they took down the link I posted on Facebook, but hidden little, I guess it's the little post storyline wrap up or whatever.
And there's more to it. We just saw part of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Because from what I saw is awesome. Love it. Have you seen it, Steven?
No, I clicked on it and it was off. Searching everywhere.
It went
going
off
Facebook because I checked it again.
When?
I'd posted it on mine and it was still there when I left.
So you probably used a different source than I did.
Yeah.
Whatever source I used is gone. They took it down.
Yeah, you did it off a tweet.
Because they want that to sell DVDs.
Right.
They don't want you seeing
that. Even if it's a snippet, that's just a little tease, though.
Did you get to see that, Adam?
No, I haven't even seen any of season 6 yet, so I'm like way out of the loop.
Oh, that's true. You wouldn't want to watch it, really, at this point.
Yeah, no, none for me, thanks.
yeah, too bad. But you know what is cool is the awesome video I posted of every lightsaber igniting in the in all 6 Star Wars movie montage. Have you seen that? And then
that's
it goes
tight.
Then it goes in reverse of all of them going and sheathing. So it goes forward all the way to the end and then goes backwards. And
somebody spent a lot of time on that.
I thought that was pretty awesome. I was like, hey, you know what? That's pretty cool. And then you realize, compared to the original trilogy and the prequels, like how much more lightsabers are in the prequels. Like I don't know, 20 times more lightsabers.
More times. What about the Geonosis battle? It was like flooded with them.
It's like so many different Jedis you've never seen before. The red shirt Jedis getting killed.
Holy They were pretty much wiped
random,
out for
jobbers
in the prequels, so there wouldn't be that many in the...
Right, right. Yeah. But it's just like, you know, kind of like how it's... I won't
it's
show
like almost overkill.
Too, yeah, it's overkill. You want to have some mystery to it. It's like when you see too much of it. When you see too many lightsabers, it's you're desensitized where it's not as cool anymore. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's not as cool at all. It's like Ross said, George Lucas said, well, I guess I'll take time out of my busy billionaire schedule to try to be creative again, and I guess I'll just give them plenty of lightsabers.
That's a good impression there, Adam.
It's uncanny, really.
It's better than the Jay Leno, that's for sure.
Oh, come on. That was a good Jay Leno.
All right.
You're nice, Jason.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just humoring you.
What? Oh.
No, but guys, we have some voicemail this week, and it's not our usual voicemail people, and that's always exciting when we have
a new cache of people.
Yeah. And cool. So does anybody mind if I play some voicemail?
I don't mind.
Is that cool?
I'd love to hear them.
I don't care what you do.
Oh, my God. Hey, little kid. Jonah, what is he doing? Our first voicemail is from Ron from Missouri. Let's check it out. Hey, Ron.
Hi, Mulberry. It's Ron from Missouri. Last show was great. Really enjoyed it. The fill-ins were great. Jason, your sister, had the sexy voice going the whole show. It was great. I've been listening to some old school episodes. I really enjoyed 60 through about 68. I like to hear the where the scares me, Jason, from Friday Night Lights comes from. That was great. I also really enjoyed episode 69. We got Lex on working out some issues. 69. We got Chewie headbutting somebody in the news. But the funniest thing of everything is that, you know, you guys keep saying that Heroes was better than Lost. And it just cracks me up after the way it all ended. So,
I know.
Thanks, guys.
There goes all of our credibility.
Yeah, right? No one will ever forgive you for that.
In our defense, I think that was early season 3 where it was like, I can't take much more of this crap. They're locked in cages and they're always captured all the time.
I think a lot of people were frustrated.
And
with
we were just frustrated. So
oh, yeah, definitely.
Then Heroes comes along. It's like, what's this? It's like a comic book type show? They totally,
it's got a Japanese kid. It's a nerd.
That's right up our alley.
And you have to admit that, you know, at the end of Heroes, when the finale comes and, you know, if you go back and listen, Bill started getting an inkling before the finale, like, this is, feels like they don't know what they're going to do. And it's like, no. They're saving it all for the finale. Then the finale falls really flat.
Yeah.
Then it was like, ooh. And then the next season, that's when you knew they just had nothing left. Like, wow, I'm turning on the show fast. But yeah. I want to thank Ron. Ron, thank you for listening. And Laura, you know, how do you accept that compliment?
Thanks.
Do you blush a little? I mean, nobody says I have a sexy voice. I'm doing this show for, what, 2 or 9
episodes? I would say that. But that would be wrong.
Is that Vanessa's reading voice?
Oh, yeah, that was great.
All right, guys. We have another voicemail. This one from Sean. Hey, Sean.
What's up, Mulberry? It's Sean here from Los Angeles, calling to you from, actually, LAX, because I'm about to fly out, go home to Hawaii for about 10 days, go visit some friends and family and some R&R. So it's going to be awesome. Anyway, just wanted to give you guys a quick call and let you know how much I enjoyed last week's show. I thought the special guest did a very good job filling in for Mulberry Bill, and the show was a great listen, so good job to them. So, anyway, you guys take care and have a great show tonight, I think.
All right,
bye.
All right, Sean, thanks. I see you had to call in from a cell, not the kind of heavenly mic that we had last week, so we're a little spoiled by that. But, Sean, enjoy that. Can you imagine, like, yeah, just heading back to Hawaii.
Heading home to Hawaii.
Wow. Well, it's like, wow, that's awesome.
He has a hard life.
Must be nice.
I have to stay here.
I hear it's very hot. Oh, sorry. I hear it's terribly hot there right now.
Terribly hot. That would be accurate.
Yeah.
Is it?
As my friend Eric says, it's balls hot.
But it's hot and beautiful, though, right? Excellent. You know,
the evenings will probably be really nice out there.
Exactly.
It's usually really nice in the evening because you get the cool from the ocean come in.
But it's like it's really hot here in Texas, but it's not beautiful.
Don't know what
No, it's not beautiful.
I meant Texas. I meant to you guys. I know it's a little off subject, but I jumped around there. But I meant in Texas, it was terrible hot, balls hot.
Oh, balls hot. You're right. It is balls hot here. It's, you
sorry about that.
Like
sorry
I said, no, Adam, it's okay. Adam, he's so apologetic, isn't he? It's all right. We forgive you, Adam. How's that?
Thank God.
Oh,
gave it to me hard right there.
Now we have another voicemail, this one from a guy named Ross. Let's check it out. Hey, who's this Ross guy?
Hey, Nowhere in Mulberry. This is Ross from the Bay Area in California. This is my first time calling, and I'm just calling in to tell you that I absolutely love your show.
Oh,
it's my favorite thing in the world ever. As to your recommendation, I watched Soul Taker, the Mystery Science Theater 3000 version. And holy crap, I had absolutely no idea that you were being completely serious when you were talking about Robert Zadar's jaw. I mean, I saw that thing because I just
big.
Could absolutely not believe myself how big his jaw is. That poor guy and his poor mother having to send that chin through her birth canal is just insane to me. Thinking about that. I actually don't really want to think about that. But
mental image.
Terrible movie, but excellent chin. It made me want to see some more things that he's featured in. I actually went on to Zadar.com or Z-Dar.com and looked at his profile and saw that you can actually schedule him for public appearances. So if you ever do Nymfest, I think that he's probably somebody whose agent you're going to want to contact. Also, I did want to extend congratulations out to my good buddy Adam for being on the show. I'm sure he did a wonderful job. I can't listen to it because my iPod died last week, and I've been wandering in a sea of depression for about 7 days now. But thankfully, my sister gave me hers that she doesn't use that much since she has an iPhone, and I will be back on NimTrack and listen to it. Anyway, other than that, I did want to apologize for not giving you guys the feedback that you deserve lately. I have absolutely no excuse. Really want to call in more. I just really appreciate your show and love it with all of my heart. Well, not all of it, because I have to love my kid and my wife. I don't have multiple children. Thanks, guys. Have a great show.
Thank you very much, Ross. I appreciate that.
This guy's been stumped since the third grade.
Oh.
Hey.
That was awesome. But hasn't he called in before? I mean, that was his first voicemail. He would know, right?
Yeah, make a note of that one. No, I think he just was being sarcastic because it's been a while since he called. You know, I don't know why he doesn't call more. Maybe he, I know he likes to do the MP3, like, you know, voicemails or whatever. So I think that it's harder for him to set that up and to do it. So.
Didn't y'all call in together once or something?
Yeah,
we called in together. Jason, what's so funny? Is something weird going on?
Just that you explained all that. I thought that was great. But
I appreciate the explanation. I didn't know.
Thank you, Adam. No, but, you know, when a lot of people have
there.
But it's true. Like, a lot of people. Sorry, puberty. Guys, I'm going through puberty. Please have some empathy. But have said their iPods have died lately. What is the deal?
Yeah, mine died.
A lot of people. I remember Swiley said that. What's going on? Is it they are just.
What happens, Jason, with the iPods? Allow me to divulge and explain something again for you guys. So I'm just messing around.
Oh, you're really not going to say anything?
It was a joke. It was just a silly little thing I did.
Oh, nice.
I still have my very first iPod that has the old black and white screen, or, you know, the analog.
And it still works?
It still works, yeah.
I'm wondering if, like, maybe Nowhere in Mulberry is our show killing these iPods, I wonder?
The length of them. It's killing the battery life.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
You're right. The length of the show, it's just like...
just sucks the battery life out of
It's like,
them.
Oh, shoot. We just totally killed
the iPod.
The iPod's
laughing, too, so it's taking extra juice out.
Good one, Steven. Nice.
So what do you guys say we do some entertainment? Woo! Oh.
My confusers no Rick this week.
Here we go.
Now, is this Scott Pilgrim versus the World come out this week? I think so.
The 13th.
Oh, boo. But what do you guys think of that? It looks kind of cool. I mean, I know Edgar Wright, who I'm a big fan of. He did Space, the TV show, and he did Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz. So sign me up, buddy.
And, when does this come out?
The 13th.
The 13th. Okay. I don't know anything about it at all.
You don't?
No, well, I haven't heard anything about it, I don't think.
Check out the trailer real quick.
All
okay,
right.
And
well,
the show's on
Skype
pause. Yeah, you're right. No, but it looks kind of crazy. I know it's based on a comic book, and you know I looked at the
That's
comic
what I was
book.
Saying, I almost was to say it was. It looked kind of comic bookish.
Yeah,
you know?
It's based on a comic book
of,
series.
It almost reminded me of Ghost World. In the sense of it's comic booky like that.
Right, the one with Brad Pitt where he's in the animated. Got it. Okay, it's got that feel to it.
Oh, no.
Oh, that was Cool World. Okay, sorry. My bad.
Oh, Adam.
I was trying to pull a Jason. Jason does that all the time.
No, it's in the movie with Kim Basinger, right? Wrong. Hey, guys, what else came out this Friday, huh? I want to test how out of the loop we are right now. Name a movie that comes out today. What's that?
I can't think of a single
guy
one.
Starring Mark Wahlberg.
Oh yeah,
on The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and Samuel L. Jackson.
That's actually getting really good reviews. I was shocked.
Oh, and Steven, huge fan of a Will Ferrell, right? What about Mark Wahlberg though? I knew it.
Losing quick faith in that guy too. After
so I guess we got nothing for this segment, do we? Hey, I will say this: I'm really excited about Tron, huh? Doesn't it look badass?
Oh yeah, it looks good.
I'm ready?
Looks very good.
It looks. Oh man, it's going to be totally cool. And is it going to be in 3D?
Yes.
Sure.
It's going to be badass.
Everything now is in 3D.
Yes.
AK-47. When you absolutely positively got to kill every motherfucker in the room.
What?
No substitutes.
The very same thing I was thinking, Sam.
That should be a frisbee, shouldn't it? It's Tron, right?
Foggy's not paying attention.
Do you go out to have a cigarette or something? What's going on here?
It's on autopilot.
All right, guys. I know what we're really here to talk about, and that's TV shows. Let's check out what's on the TiVos. Keep this shit rolling, yo. Ah, yes. What's on our TiVo? And that would be Big Brother. I'm serious. I watched Big Brother this week.
You're serious?
And you know what I think is funny is the annoying girl Rachel won HOH again. And she's like, oh, I don't believe it. I won. And the rest of the house is just like, kill me now. And when she's like, let's see my HOH room. And they're all like, ugh. Like they have their heads hanging low and they go up there and see the whole thing. But what was great is Brittany and Reagan, the gay guy. I'm just guessing he's gay. He seems kind of femme. And then this other dude, Matt, they go up there and they're going through. I guess she has hair extensions. The red hair isn't all hers or it's just a joke. I don't know why it's there. But Brittany starts putting all the red hair in her hair, the extensions, and doing an impression of Rachel. Like, just totally making fun of her. They're laughing their asses off. Just, it's, you know, scathing, like, insults, right? You know, making fun of her. And all of a sudden, Rachel comes upstairs, and she's, you know, they're not paying attention. Rachel opens the door, and she's, like, freezes, and she's got the red hair in her. And she's like, and let's just see what happens. This is fantastic television.
Gold.
Wow, great music, too.
Will you hand me an extension or two?
Yeah.
Just two?
Sure, why not?
my gosh.
Brendan and Rachel are in the backyard, so we decide to go hang out in Rachel's HOH room.
There's got to be a way to do this. It can't be that hard if she can figure it out, right?
Will you please go downstairs?
I just want to do, like, a reenactment.
And of course, you can't hang out in Rachel's HOH room without making fun of her.
Floaters get a life vest! Kristen! Tequila!
Rachel opens the door.
Oh, snap.
This could be pretty bad. I mean, she's HOH, and I definitely don't want to be on her bad side.
Oh, my God.
We were coming downstairs to show you, but you ruined it.
When I walked into the HOH and saw Brittany and Matt, I was like, hilarious. What a Kristen!
I like the random voguing and posing that never really happened.
I can't believe that Rachel is so clueless that she doesn't even understand that all we were doing was making fun of her. I heard you making out! I heard it!
I did say that, huh?
I'm totally a good sport about that kind of stuff. After all, the highest form of flattery is totally making fun of someone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Almost.
I heard
she
that, too.
She is a loud girl, isn't she?
She is. She's loud as hell.
She's got no volume control on that voice. It's all just one.
I love that she walks in and everyone freezes. She's like, oh, my God.
That is good stuff. Really good stuff.
But she stole Adam's line there. Did you guys hear that?
Hilarious!
Hilarious.
Gold! I love it! Oh, God, my ears. Now, I deprived everyone. I did something really bad last week. I deprived everyone of the cake boss. Not this week, Steven. I'm making up for it. We got some cake boss. Cake boss this week, he's doing a mechanical bull cake, Steven. And he's like, hey, what? I got this crazy
bowl of jelly.
I just been was struck with some inspiration over here. I want the mechanical bull cake to actually rock back and forth. So they're trying to think, how is the mechanical bull cake going to do this? I know. Let's get some springs from a car and mount it on there. And what's great here is everyone's doubting Buddy, but we all know that he's a cake boss and he knows what he's doing.
Pull it off.
Let's see.
Good, take him out there. Please, let me hold. Oh, my God.
So I tell these guys, just remove the supports, and I think it's going to fall.
I mean, these guys got no vision. They got no faith in me. I can see things. I know this cake is going to be fine.
Whoa, clairvoyant.
Should I take the back off?
Take it off.
Do you want me to let it fall?
Let it fall.
Just let it fall. The big one's fall.
Let it fall. Let it go. Oh, yeah. Let go.
You ain't got
it's
it.
It's going to go, buddy. It's not falling. Dude, that spring is for cars.
Anybody else talks about my bull, they're going to get killed.
Okay? Oh, my God.
It looks like a llama.
It's going to whack somebody.
I got people telling me it looks like a dog. It looks like a duck. It looks like a crocodile. It looks like all these things. Please, stop breaking my, you know what?
I'm a little concerned.
What?
I think I have a little more experience than anybody in here about cakes falling apart. Uh-huh. I'm telling you, they ain't going to fall apart. They ain't going to fall apart. I made so many cakes in my life, and now you got to doubt me?
I could climb on this cake, and I could ride it myself, and it wouldn't fall apart. Genius, Steven.
Buddy knows best, huh? Now, there's this kind of, I was watching this moment here where Buddy takes his son to get a haircut. It's really nice. Father and son haircut. And then he's like, I've been giving you the same haircut I gave your dad for years. And you realize, like, Buddy's, like, way into, like, he idolizes his dead father. He's always talking about his father looking down on him. And, you know, that's fine. Good for Buddy. But you see his poor son is now stuck with the same haircut that he's going to get through the rest of his life. But the guy's like, hey, Buddy, how about you make me a cake? And he goes, yeah, barbershop cake. I know. I'll do the barbershop pole over here, and it'll spin around and stuff. And it's like, wow, it took him really long to come up with that. But he's also...
I'm getting inspired here in the barbershop. Yeah. Maybe do a scissor, maybe do a chair, maybe do a clipper. Yeah.
And then maybe me getting my hair cut. But here's a great part.
Roll that with fondant and cereal
treats.
Put
hair clippings on it.
He's trying to get the pole... There's
I'll
this
take
part
some
here.
Of my own hairs that's been clipped off of my head.
He's trying to do
and
this
make
fondant.
A doll of myself.
It's, there's this fondant barbershop pole that he wants to spin around in the cake. Fondant. Well, in this moment here, he can't fit the pole in the hole, and he actually says pole and hole way too many times. Where
it's
actually,
almost like pea puree.
I think it, if as I was watching this, I started thinking of it from a different context, and it was just vulgar. Let's check it out.
Oh, boy.
So I go to put the pole in place. I stick it in the hole.
Oh, dear.
Hold on, plug it in.
See what?
And it doesn't spin.
That hole is too tight.
Just plug
this
it in.
Music
it, was
is too tight.
It is plugged in.
The pole's been big enough.
Where the hell come this hole?
we followed the line. It was marked out. Frankie, this freaking hole's been big enough. This thing is not going to fit in there. No, I mean, for half an inch. Come on, man.
I was given the board. It was circled. I followed it to the outside of the line.
Now I got to cut this freaking thing out. I ain't got time for it.
But that's why I asked you before we did it again. I said, you want to see if it'll fit? And you said, no, it'll fit. Because I figured you already measured it. We're doing the best we can, boss.
I don't want to hear it. There's always friggin' excuses. Cut the friggin' hole right. If I can't get this pole in, it ain't going to spin and it's not going to look right. So I carve out the hole a little bigger, and thank God the pole fits.
Think you could have cut the hole a little tighter?
I'll never look at this show the same way again. Oh, my goodness. Wow. What more is there to say?
I love how there's always this impending doom on these type of TV shows. It's like, I can't get the thing in the hole. What am I going to do? And it's like, I mean, really?
And then come it does on. Crash to commercial. Then yeah. It comes
oh
back.
Oh, my gosh. And that's the other thing on the reality TV shows, too. How many of these reality TV shows are going to continue to do this thing? And the person voted off is... commercial break. It's like, haven't they figured out that it would be so much better and original if they just said, and the person voted off is Terry?
Well, not only is when they come back, they recap it all over
again. Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it's terrible. I don't know. Really I'm tired of it.
Well, I'm glad that Buddy's pole fits.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Yeah, I don't know. Now, guys, Hell's Kitchen, huh? Hell's Kitchen
is
winding up to a close, right? We got four people left, Autumn, Holly, Benjamin, and Jay. Now, what happens here is they do this thing where,
they get invited to the fancy dinner of what's going to be served at the restaurant, and then they have to reproduce it.
Remake it. And we'll see here who's going to win this, but I believe Jay kind of screws things up. And Benjamin, he can't handle not winning this, am I right?
You know, he's a turd.
He is. He's always like, I'm the best chef here, everyone else sucks. I was born to do this.
You're the best chef, you would have won.
I'm the best chef. No, she shouldn't have won, even though the challenge was equal and she beat me. I'm better than her and I deserve to win. It's like, how does that logic line up in your brain? I don't understand.
Let's check this out.
In the Taste It Now Make It Challenge, Jay was the only chef to correctly identified pear as the main ingredient for the puree. He was also the only chef to choose beef for the protein, while all the rest used venison.
Pear puree. Jay, you're the only one that used flank steak.
Yes, chef.
It's pretty obvious. The protein was venison. Had you got the protein right, you win.
Even though I only got one ingredient wrong, the one ingredient was the most important ingredient, and that's the one I messed up. So that totally sucked for me.
The top two, I'm going to taste again. Benjamin. And Holly, let me taste your top two dishes. This is tough. This is very tight. Both have the exact vegetables. Both have the wrong purees. Both have the right protein. Very, very tough. My decision is... Holly, you're the winner.
Thank you, Chef.
I'm really pissed off. But there's no doubt in my mind I should have won the challenge. Because I am the best cook.
I should have won today.
She put so much on her plate, and it looked like slop. Holly is not a passionate about food. She's more worried about going out drinking and partying than cooking. That drives me nuts.
If I lost to Holly, I'd be really angry. But if I lost to Autumn, I would be suicidal.
Nice.
I know I can beat Holly, but I don't know if I want to just be able to beat Holly. I think I want to go out, like, I want to lose to someone good.
I totally want to go against Jay in the finals because I want to crush his little fancy, fancy food.
You know, even if I don't win and she wins, I'll still be further than her in 3 years from now.
Oh, of course, dude.
There's no doubt.
How was your trip?
It was good. So short.
What'd you do?
We're going to the yacht.
Then my son and Phil, like, step out.
Totally sucks knowing that the reward was hanging out with your family. I missed a day with my daughter and my wife.
You know what? It was literally an hour and a half with them.
Holly won that challenge? That's the I should have won the challenge.
You
got
to
go make that?
You got
to ask it anymore. Oh, wait. Mr.
Muscle.
It was only 1 hour.
Finally picks up bosses.
4 hours with her family.
Ben's got a little attitude, a little chip on his shoulder right now. Part of his problem is that he doesn't know when it's time to relax.
I spent 4 hours with my wife. That sucks.
Let it go, dude.
As a new day begins in Hell's Kitchen, Benjamin awakes with a new problem that may have been caused by yesterday's punishment.
I'm back so...
My back, lower back hurts, my shoulder hurts. Like, if I reach for stuff, it hurts. If I turn my head, it hurts. So I'm nervous today.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to do. I could feel it in, like, my chest, like just the pressure, like, in my shoulders. I mean, I don't think I can prep.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand why he did what he did yesterday.
Because he just lifted stuff wrong.
Why are you going to go all out for a punishment but not for dinner service?
Why would you do that, you know?
We get to pay for it and do the prep.
Sucks. You know, we have a lot of work to do.
It's a lot of Wellington.
And Ben's being a bitch.
He must be, like, dying.
Sleeping, not dying.
I love that. And Steven, you know, that's forever on the show. I was like, as soon as I heard that, I was like, Steven's not here. Where is he? Where could he be? Steven?
You sound way worse than that.
And then basically what happens is Holly and Jay, they get to be in the finale, right? And I just love, he goes, Ben, do me a favor. What does he say? Don't ever start. Stop trying. Promise me. He's like, oh, okay. What else are you going to say, right?
I promise you.
Shit. It's almost like he sensed that he was going to lose, and so that he did the whole back thing just so he could have that as like a fallback scapegoat.
Well, he even quit. And he goes, congratulations, everybody. I'm done. Then he goes to talk to Gordon Ramsay. He goes, think about what you're doing. And he's like, you're right. And he goes back down. All right, I'm staying. And they're like, dude, we just did all your work for you because you were quitting. Now you're coming back. So they're all pissed off about that.
Do you think that going to Gordon Ramsay and telling him that he wanted to quit over a hurt back kind of changed his mind about
it? It's like, you're quitting now? The guy who won last year had a broken wrist.
That we paid for.
Yeah.
He was probably a little muscle soreness.
I've hurt my back a lot, like, at work. And, like, if you just have to do something, like, if it's critical, it's like your back will kind of loosen up unless you, like, mess it up super bad. So, and it's not... You know, like a lot of times if I hurt it, I'll be like, eh, whatever, I'll take the day off to let it rest. But if it's like something where your career is on the line and your life is on the line, you just do it. And then he's like, hey, once I started cooking, it loosened up. I couldn't even feel it. It's like, yeah, exactly. Like, it's not the best to do, but
yeah,
you
wouldn't
can't
you have
do
been
it.
Like, there's one part where Ben's talking to the Benjamin. He's talking to the medic guy and he goes, what is it you want us to do for you? He could have said right then, give me 2 Vicodin, I'll be fine.
Exactly.
But yeah. He was like, I don't know, probably nothing will help this. And it's just
it's
like,
over, man.
Just
my
a
life
whiner.
Is over.
Yeah.
Like, what do you suggest? You know,
yeah.
Like, this is why
give
I
me
feel
some pain medication, something.
You have something.
A shot of cortisone.
Slap some Bengay down there. Hey, my back was killing me last week's show. I didn't quit. I put some Bengay on my back.
Is that what
there
that smell
go.
Was?
There you go. Maybe an icy hot patch, Jason.
Yeah, it's like, Jason
through,
smells
man.
Like an old man. What is it?
What is that?
It's Bengay.
Be some tiger. How long?
Good times. Steve, where'd Steven go?
Steven! You need an airplane noise to go along with it. The jet engines, that's what puts me out.
I just zoned out over here watching some TV.
All right.
Do you remember that? That's what his excuse was when he fell asleep that time.
That's like 5 years ago.
In California.
Yeah. Adam, what's the next show we're going to talk about?
I've been riding bicycles.
Master Chef.
You're right.
Yeah.
See, if you would have said work of art.
Oh.
But you said Master Chef. All right, let's check it out. This week on Master Chef, we had some crying. We had some tears, right? You know, favorite guy, I can't remember the guy's name, but the bald guy who runs all these Italian restaurants, he's like very successful. He does this thing where he stares right at the cook, takes a bite, turns away.
Yeah, he never says anything.
He gives him nothing.
That's his thing. Like, what poker should I do face. So I can stand out? Oh, just don't say anything. Just around.
There's this great part here where this kind of hillbilly-looking construction worker guy, you know, he's got tats and a big goatee. He goes, do you guys have any questions, sir? And he goes, no. And he takes a bite of the food. Turns around.
He almost looks a little irritated that he even has to taste their food.
Yeah, I agree, Laura.
But look at, there's this scene where he shows up and the chubby four-star chef guy, he sees a kindred spirit there, right? Mm-hmm. Some guy who looks like maybe a buffoon or something, but he's talented, so he wants to get behind this. But the problem is he makes an Italian cuisine.
Not quite Italian.
And the Italian guy's assaulted. Gordon Ramsay, he calls attention to it too. Because, you know, he studied abroad and he spent his life. If you're going to pretend to know this shit, you better really know it because he actually studied it, right? So let's check and see what happens. Let's see if anybody cries.
My name is Jake Gandolfo. I'm from Santa Cruz, California, and I am a construction worker. I call myself the closet cook because people look at me and they see like this guy that probably rides a Harley and is a knuckle dragger and this big dude, you know.
Well,
really,
dragger.
I'm super passionate about my cooking.
Knuckle dragger, you can't cook nothing.
Spiced up Asian kind of salmon, fried rice. MasterChef is a great opportunity for me to expand. I ultimately want to become the best chef that I can be. I'm probably one of the most passionate people about my craft that you'll ever meet.
Can I approach the bench?
Jake,
Gordon,
look,
great to meet you. Real pleasure.
Cowboy cousin.
I was going to say, I
thought it was me coming through that
Graham,
door.
Graham, you and me were like peas and carrots.
How are you, brother? Nice to see you, man.
Yeah,
welcome.
Well. With a handshake like that, what'd you do?
A heavy construction guy, you know, pretty much all my life.
And a big guy like you putting Ponzi food on the plate, I'm gobsmacked.
I love it, though. It's a juxtaposition, right? I mean, everyone right away, they see,
great word.
They think goatee and tattoos and a big size, and then you pull out perfectly cooked scallops, like pulled out of the pan with your fingers with pea puree and
so pea puree.
That's who took it. That's where it went.
Yeah, I think it is. It starts, you know, with that spadini with my Italian heritage. Nice sea scallop with a little gremolata over the top. My version of sort of eclectic surf and turf.
Coming from the Italian perspective, that surf and turf is the essence of Italian cuisine, but we call it mare monte. So you bring something with gravitas to the grill and to the range. And you speak it. Let's see if you can walk the walk.
Bring the gravitas.
Any questions or anything you'd like me to answer? Or?
No.
Good?
No. I hate you.
I take a lot of liberties with what should be classical Italian flavors with mixed results.
Okay.
I love the fact that instead of playing it safe and just doing like a big gigantic stick, like I expected him to do when he walked in that door, to keep it seasonal, to be using asparagus, to be using peas.
And surf and turf
like
is about a good quality
type of
beef.
It's not a surf.
A surf and turf is a filet mignon against a lobster tail. We've got great scallops and beef, garnish, overcooked rice, and pea puree. For me, no.
Oh, man.
I say yes.
Wow.
You're not delivering the passion on the plate. It's contrived, and it's kind of quite frankly insulting to put together a plate like that we're going to try to wow
Italian
us, and then call it by Italian names without having the technique and thoroughness to come through on it.
Thank you very much. You present a dish from Italy to an Italian with some of the best Italian restaurants in America. You're setting yourself up for a big fall.
Come here. Step around here. Come over here. Tell me why I should vote yes.
because I have the potential to grow and really expand and become a great chef in my heart of hearts.
Are you dreaming or are you a realist?
I get where you're coming from. I hear you. And for me, it's learning from your mistakes.
The pressure hasn't even begun yet.
Look at this guy.
This is the point
of
entry.
Look at this guy.
Okay.
I will vouch for him. I mean, Joe, I will make this guy better.
Wow.
That was nice of him.
Is he going to... He's got his apron.
Unbelievable.
I like the guy too. I'm be curious to see if he can actually deliver some depth.
I am a train wreck right now.
Oh my god! Thank god. Oh. He was really excited, was he?
Yeah, he was.
Did you guys like the lady who Gordon Ramsay was like, "You're making a huge mistake," and they're like, "Oh, it's a no." And she goes out, and she's like, and her friend's like consoling her, and he goes, "You need to make this right. Taste that again." And he's like, "Yeah, it is delicious." And he's like, "If you had balls, you'd go tell her." He's like, "Yeah, right." And he goes back out there.
"I've got a four-star chef here saying it's excellent curry. If you had any balls, go out there." Sorry, I had to get there.
And then the other lady.
They sent home to cook.
Yeah, it's like, "You go home and make this with your own stuff," or whatever. Because she started doing like zigzags.
Okay,
and
here's the problem I have with the show. They have two different standards. It's like they know they're home cooks. So when they try to make it look like restaurant quality food, they get mad at them.
Right.
But then they get mad if they try to make something like a classical dish and it's not quite right.
It's a double standard. It sounds like mainly they just want you to be true to yourself, I guess. And when they're trying to
make it to fit them, not you.
Right. They don't like.
Yeah, but how do they know what's true to that person?
I guess they can just tell.
They can tell by the guy's cowboy hat.
They can taste it.
They can tell by the Mexican lady.
I don't taste passion.
She doesn't use the little squirt bottles.
Yeah, she did make the little swirlies.
Yeah.
Laura, it's funny that you said you didn't taste the passion or whatever, because I was thinking they may as well call the show Passionate Chef, because everybody that like explained like who they were, they probably used the word passion like 3 or 4 times each time.
Any cooking show, they're always talking about their passion.
Yeah, it's all about the food. It's about,
I'm so fine.
Good one.
Yeah, I would just go up there. So what? Why do you cook? I got nothing, man. But why don't you taste my food?
Because I like food. I'm a fat bastard and I like to eat.
So you bring something with gravitas.
Yeah. That's what I try to do with all my food, bring the gravitas. Hey, enjoy the spaghetti. I brought the gravitas. Ooh, this is going to taste good.
Spaghetti with gravitas sauce.
A little gravitas sprinkled over it.
Gravitas puree.
Oh.
It's always better puree.
I feel you and Steven usually bring the gravitas to every NIM show.
Oh, well, thank you, Adam. I appreciate it.
What keeps me coming back. It's true.
You know what they say, Adam?
The highest form of flattery is totally making fun of someone.
Hey, somebody probably told her that.
We're just making fun of you because we love you. We want to be you. Oh, oh, you guys.
Hilarious.
All right, guys. Work of art. I love watching this show, but mainly, doesn't it seem to you that every project that they throw at people, like this week is about nature, it's about what kind of shit you can throw together. And I almost see that Jacqueline, she kind of imploded in this episode, right? She couldn't take a picture of herself naked, unfortunately.
Well, she did, but they she tried to sneak it in.
Yeah, they wouldn't let her use it because you have to do it during studio time. But one thing that I noticed is her description of her art was this rock kind of being free. But when she's there in the woods, we have this clip here, there in the woods and talking about nature, she was like, "I don't like it here. It's cold. It's wet. I got a cold. I feel just kind of like uncomfortable here." And it almost felt like if she would have described her art that she wound up with, her thing, if she would have said, "This rock is me.
This is the way it made me feel."
Yeah. Handcuffed to the horizon or whatever. They would have been like, "Ooh, deep shit." But instead she was just like, "Yeah, this is just like beautiful and whatever." And didn't work. But let's check this out. And my favorite part is here when they're describing the prize. Here's what you get: all this money and a show. She's like, I need this more than anyone else here. I love this.
If you survive this challenge, you are going there to compete for the grand prize here in the woods. Of $100,000. Provided by Prismacolor, Art Uninhibited.
Whoa, they did these.
And Connecticut your own woods. Solo show at the Brooklyn Museum of Art.
I'm so thrilled. I've never had a solo show before, and I don't have any backing financially. I need this more than all the people left here.
She is like a rock.
Let me introduce you to your muse for this last challenge.
Kind of like a beautiful rock.
Nature herself.
Handcuffs.
Now we want to see how nature inspires you.
Being from New York City, Jackie looks a little nervous about being in the woods.
I was incredibly uncomfortable in the woods. I feel like if it was a warm summer day, I probably would have done some kind of photo shoot involving myself, but running around in a coat and boots and it's raining, it wasn't very much fun. And I have a cold,
I'd say this, she's in her rain boots, but completely naked in the woods.
I would have covered my nipples with some leaves and taken a picture of myself.
The last thing I want to do is work right now. I'm sick. I feel like I have a fever. So I take a nap in the studio, and it's not that I'm being lazy, but I really just can't work.
Foggy.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
You all right?
Yeah, I don't really have much to show you yet.
You're going to have two blank canvases?
No, I messed up the images that I'm going to put on.
Oh, I see. You seem a little tired, or you're okay?
I have a cold, but
I... have a cold. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
And how are you going to incorporate nature into what you're doing?
Yeah, what is?
Because as I can't see much so far, you have to, in a way, explain to me what you want to do.
Well, it's hard to explain right now because I'm not really that far along.
Okay.
So, the only things I have are those rocks. Well, we'll see if I can finish it. So.
Okay, well, I hope you won't talk to the judges like you do to me now, because...
No, but when it gets a little further along, it'll make sense.
Do you care about making it to the finale?
She
doesn't
care.
She sound like she does.
But, you know, I'm going to just
really
try my
passionate.
Best.
So.
I hope that you can get your act together by tomorrow.
Everything
I know,
you know.
I hope I can get
She's
it
not
together.
Bringing the gravitas.
I see.
No, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Thank you.
It's like, you know...
As I was exploring the park, this was the most beautiful rock that I found. I decided that it would be nice to give it a sense of freedom by suspending it.
To me, that rock feels confined. I don't feel the freedom in that. I feel like it's handcuffed to that bar.
I do think it looks very good. It's cold, but we do see the conceptual aspect and appreciate that.
Well, I'm left a little flat by the piece, Jacqueline. There was nothing explored, learned, or accidentally discovered along the way about the image.
I guess I just wanted it to feel kind of like a, you know, a memory or like a faded illusion.
I'm just making this up right now.
I love the minimalism that
really have no idea what I was doing.
And the rock has an energy to it because it's a beautiful rock.
But where the stone was supposed to represent freedom, to me it feels shackled to that pipe. Yes. That did not add up at all.
Jacqueline, dangling from a bar.
Your piece was distant, cold, and left us stranded.
A lot like your personality.
Jacqueline, you will not be going to the finale.
Thank
Please
you so much
your
for this opportunity.
And
Please
you can head
pack
up to the
your
studio.
Camera
Thank
and
you.
Your nude photos of yourself.
Of course, I'm disappointed that I'm not going to the finale.
I deserve this more than everyone
it's
else.
It's always been very important for me to make a mark in this world. I'm leaving.
Oh,
I just want to be remembered.
In the end, most of us are forgotten, and I don't want to
Did
be
you hear
forgotten.
Abby there? Oh, shoot.
Wild
like, well, that's just genuine, yeah. buddy. But I love when I think that her actual art, if I was to describe it, would be like she's the rock. She's handcuffed to their stupid idea of what she has to do. And that was what her art represented. This is me. I'm handcuffed to the concept you guys want me to do, but I don't feel like doing it. And it would have been like
dangling
genius.
From a pole.
Genius. Or you could say that the pressure of winning, she just gave up, kind of like Benjamin on Hell's Kitchen. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Same
because
thing.
Think
to use
about
that
it.
Cold is like, you know, if you were really, like the other one said, if you were really gunning for it, wouldn't matter how you felt, you're going
yeah.
to sit there and work.
But that's the thing.
Whether
think
you
about
sit
it.
There at a table and just make some sketches or whatever. Right. You know,
I was shocked that Peregrine made it to the finals because I think her art sucks bad. I can't believe the girl with the Yoda hut.
The Yoda hut.
That's what it was. It was Yoda's house is what she made.
It was glowing inside. That was Yoda's spirit.
I totally would have put her in the finals over Peregrine.
Over that, yeah.
Yeah, she did like pants with the tree growing out of it with people having sex.
Well, she kept saying it was
it was horrible.
That sounds like art.
It was horrible.
She kept saying it was paper mache. It was plaster. I was like,
yeah.
I work with plastic.
But tell me, Benjamin and Jacqueline did the same thing in both episodes.
You're right.
Jacqueline, wait a minute. So if you sleep, you're going to get kicked off.
What about that crap Miles did with the giant lever and the thing that would go on the plastic and pour bleach on it? And that one guy's like, oh, you know, it's just kind of gimmicky or whatever. And they go, but do you like it? He goes, oh, yeah, I love it. Or whatever. I was like, it's horrible. It's a piece of wood. He dropped screws on it and he poured bleach on paper. I hate his artwork. It's not art. It's shit. It's installation artist. He's going to win. It's going to make me sick to my stomach because I think Abdi is really talented.
After seeing his drawing.
Right, that charcoal of him levitating or whatever, that was awesome. I would hang that shit on my wall. That was really good. And the thing is, when the very first episode, when it showed all their art, his art I thought was very vivid and just really awesome.
Well,
and
when he first did that, the three skulls that were, you know, bombs of black, you know, the black people that were, you know, that's the inner city, right. You know.
Well, remember he did the painting.
That was a nice. That was a weird piece, but I liked it. You know,
I just you get caught up where on these shows where you overthink everything. It's just like the same thing you see on Top Chef where they don't, or even Master Chef is you don't cook. You're not true to yourself. You try too hard to be something else. You know what I mean, Laura?
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, guys, what do you say? Let's take a break and we'll be right back. We'll talk about some more shows.
Sounds good.
All right. Sorry. We'll be right back, everybody.
Thank God the pole fits.
Oh, it's beautiful. Did Daddy see it? Mr. Macho cried.
Hey, I always cry when I'm hungry.
What goes big with happiness? Something sitting on a wrist. Everything will taste better.
Tastes better when it's sitting on a Ritz.
Ritz makes food taste great.
When it's sitting on a Ritz.
Try low salt Ritz too. Great Ritz taste with less salt.
Nabisco.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's better.
Boys, what are you whispering about?
Sir? The Campbell's soup tastes different. It's got more stuff in it.
Nourishing Campbell's Vegetable Beef Soup. With more vegetables, more beefy taste is just one of the soups we've made better. Isn't it nice when something you trust to be so good gets even better?
Campbell's soup is good food.
And keeps getting better.
Will you boys clear the table?
No problem.
Introducing Nerf Pool from Parker Brothers. All the action you'd ever want from a game of pool. You can set it up and play on practically any table in the house. And never worry about scratching a thing.
I can't think of anything I'd rather put away.
A little dessert, Grant?
Nerf Pool. New from Parker Brothers.
This is gonna take a while. Look who's up.
Dig him. Go for it.
Let's have some sugar snacks.
Snack, snack, sugar snack.
I dig him.
Give me a snack, and I'll smack you back.
The ball, it's still rolling.
Fun to eat those pops with me. Kellogg's sugar snacks.
I don't believe it.
Bowling is right up my alley.
Kellogg's sugar snacks.
Part of this nutritious breakfast.
Dig him.
We had our show. I was the swan.
Really? Then you got a right to chicken done right.
I make it tender, juicy every bite.
I make fresh hot biscuits. biscuits
and tasty fresh coleslaw.
You got it right. The chicken done right.
Nobody makes chicken like we do with the Colonel's secret blend of herbs and spices.
It's finger looking good.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. We eat your chicken right.
Wednesday, some guys can handle the curves.
I only wanted you for your body.
I only wanted you for my body, too.
Growing pains, then.
Well, let's just stick to the geometry.
Some guys know all the right angles.
That's not geometry.
Chemistry? Head of the class, man.
We're libido slaves to something that's bigger than all of us. Women.
Did you take out the trash?
Doogie Howser, M.D.
Beep, beep, sizzle, sizzle, crunch.
Looks like something shaken with Play-Doh. It's new Make-A-Meal. Chef's oven, bakery, and rainbow pack each sold separately.
My oven makes most anything from burgers you'll adore to chicken legs to steak and eggs and veggies by the score.
Bake a cake to decorate.
I want cherry pie.
Cut the crust, fill it high. Ice cream for a treat. With Play-Doh you can make a meal impossible to beat.
Chef's oven and bakery each sold separately.
Booth. I think I'll try it. What a great shot of me. And the McDonald's Happy Meal guys?
Surprise!
Hamburger.
Fries!
And soft drink. All regular size.
You got the picture.
E.T. phone home.
You can collect four E.T. posters, a different one each week, when you buy a McDonald's Happy Meal featuring E.T. the extraterrestrial on each box. McDonald's Happy Meal boxes featuring E.T.
He's dead. He's a mobilizer. Got a mega cord, magnetizer, rocket boosted power pack. He's a Lego maniac. Got a radical shield protector on his awesome vector set. He's faced out, that's a fact. He's a Lego maniac. He's a galactic equalizer in his vertical ionizer. Three cool sets, he's totally wack. He's a Lego maniac.
Lego M-tron collection. Each set sold separately from Lego.
Saturday, watch out when that Boise Wabbit pops in on the Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Show. Next, Popeye pops up for more fun on the all-new Popeye Hour. Then, open up for laughs on Crack Back, where monsters are the good guys and the bad guys are a riot. Catch it Saturday on CBS.
Why not start their morning in a warm way?
Ooh.
Smooth.
Apple.
Creamy.
Raisin.
Peaches and cream.
I feel better when he eats a warm breakfast. And Quaker's flavors make it easy.
With instant Quaker oatmeal, you can really make their morning.
See this ugly yellow stain? That's what comes from cigar or cigarette smoke. Just think what smoking a pack a day, every day, could do to your teeth. But look. Here's Topol, the smoker's tooth polish that helps remove all kinds of superficial tobacco stains. Topol starts to work immediately to clean your teeth and to help remove these stains. Just use Topol week after week and watch your teeth get brighter and brighter. Topol, the smoker's tooth polish, regular or with fluoride.
Fellow Americans, stop dragging your feet. Wear kitties when you're going to go out on a date.
Look great.
But do you know your feet need a little love?
Kitty knows.
What an agonizing, enterprising, hard kind of day you spend working overtime. You.
Play a baseball.
You. When you shop. You need shoes for it all. Say comfort and style if you're young at heart or young enough to remember.
Come to Kitty and explore at the Great American.
Just what the doctor ordered.
And now, back to our show.
Hey,
form of flattery is totally making fun of someone.
All right. What? All right, we're back. And you know what that means? It's time to talk about the Top Chef, I think, right? What do you guys
think? Yes.
For me? No. Oh, we're not talking about.
Wow, okay, moving on. What's the next
show? Top Chef! Hey! Now, this was a hard episode to watch if you're a fan of Steven, because it wasn't a good Steven episode. Let's go ahead and check it out.
I was like, what did I do? Oh, wait, wrong Steven. They had,
you know what's funny? Steven picked last. They all had to pick a country to cook for. His was Brazil. He picked last. He's like, oh, Brazil. Okay.
Because they're known for their fine cuisine.
He goes, I had a Brazilian restaurant once with my family. I had a steak. He was just like, and he's got nothing. So let's see how he fared, huh? And
then they have Brazil nuts.
He put that in there, too. He goes,
yeah, he did.
That was hilarious. I love this.
Did you get Brazil nuts, Steven? Did you get them? That's what they asked him at the store.
He goes, yep, sure did. I know that's in Brazilian food.
What the heck else would I get?
I was just like, this guy screwed, man. So he knows they eat steak and there's Brazil nuts involved. So let's check out and see what happened, huh?
Steven, Alex, and Ed, you had the three least favorite dishes of tonight's party.
Whale call?
Steven, let's start with you.
I think the idea for your rice.
The whale didn't
fine,
like their food either.
It was mealy.
The plankton.
It was overcooked.
Horrible.
And then there was the chimichurri. When you use that word chimichurri, you set us up for a different experience.
Chimichurri.
I mean, instinctively, I go to Argentina.
Sabotaged us, Steven.
Regardless of whether it was Brazil or Argentina, if your rice was cooked correctly, flavor was right, and the steak was nice and moist and juicy, you probably wouldn't be here. These are basic things. Cook the steak right. Make the rice right. That's it. Chefs, our challenge tonight was to create dishes using inspirations from various countries. In most cases, we saw inspiration. It was the cooking technique that fell short in all these dishes. Steven, the rice was just an absolute mess. The chimichurri was overpowering. This just fell apart. Alex, the cooking techniques were sloppy. We didn't see cooking skill at all. Ed, you offered us a T-smoked duck. Didn't get enough smoke. A lot of fat in the duck. Technique that you should have been able to accomplish easily.
Please pack your knives and go.
Oh!
It was an honor to be a part of the process. Thank you very much.
Bye, Steven.
Well, did you know, did you pay attention when the, at least Steven can get his sleep now. The Chinese ambassador, he's like, this duck is perfect. It's like, what do we would get here? You know, why don't we get back home? It's like, and then they're saying it sucked, you know, it's like.
He's like, that maybe guy they should, shit.
Maybe they should talk to the ambassadors, you know.
But I love that Tiffany, the girl from Texas.
My mama makes watery duck, too.
You know, usually when they do the thing where they go, I really need to step it up. Usually I'm like, oh, they're going home. But she was like, she won the quick fire, and then she won the whole thing. So I thought that was really cool.
I was happy for her, too. She's cool. It was good.
She seems really cool. And I love the guy that she's friends with, Ed. You know, the guy was like, where's my pea puree? He seems like, oh, you know, I'm not doing too well. He's got as much personality as Jacqueline, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. He's just like, yeah, I don't know what's going on here.
I was hoping Alex was gone on this one.
Oh, I know, like, that goofy-looking bastard.
Did you see him slip and fall and almost bust his face open on that oven?
Yeah, I love that. Whenever they talk to a different person in the cast every week, the contestants, and they're like, he has no skills whatsoever. He's horrible. And then they show him fall on his ass.
He jumped up and grabbed that pressure cooker. You know, the girl couldn't reach it. She was there first.
He's like, oh, got it first. And she's like,
and he kind of laughed about it like a total douchebag to do.
Yeah.
Then he couldn't then he couldn't seal it.
I was texting Jason the other day while I was watching it, and I really like this show because maybe it's just this particular episode, but it kind of feels like how the real world used to be back when it first came out, where people kind of genuinely liked each other and every once in a while there was an argument. It's like not a bunch of drama, and it's like talented people, and like they're good at their craft and they're trying to do the, I don't know. It's the first time I've really watched it, and I enjoyed it. I think I'll probably continue to watch it.
So. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, they have run-ins from time to time, and like,
well, of course, it's a competition, right? I mean,
yeah. Next week they do restaurant wars, and it looks like there's some infighting, so that's always good.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what they need to do, though?
So you bring something with gravitas.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say. The main thing missing is the gravitas.
Yeah. What do you guys say we talk about The Colony, huh?
Whoop, I mean, no.
Oh. Wow. Well, okay. What does Gordon want us to talk about?
Like his shows.
Only his shows?
All right, Hell's Kitchen again.
You know what? The Colony! Yeah. Now, this week on The Colony, they have no power. They need some light, something. So they come up with this great idea to power a generator using pig fat.
Pig tractor.
Hooked up to the tractor.
And they're trying to turn it into biodiesel. The pig right. fat from the rotting pig corpses.
How do these people know how to do this?
Yeah, these are some smart people.
I was stranded out there, I'd be like,
Well, they've got all these resourceful people who have done different, you know,
I'm going to start questioning all my friends and figure out what they know. Well, when the apocalypse comes, it's like, hey.
Everybody meet me here.
Yeah, I know, like, some, you know, there's some people who's like, dude, we're just screwed, man. Eventually, we're going to be eating each other. It's like, no. Let's go fishing. I've never gone fishing in my life, man. We're screwed. But didn't you love the guy? He's like, I'm going to build a bridge. And he, like, builds it without ever touching the water. I thought that was pretty cool.
That was cool, yeah.
But here's the part.
Their way of catching a fish in that net is like, that'll never work. They're going to continually swim across it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just waiting for a gator to pop out and grab him by the ankle. Oh! It's like, I explained that to the producers. You know, you guys are.
It looks like next week there's some gator action.
Nice. But let's go ahead and check this out, where this really long segment of them trying not to puke while hauling maggot-covered pigs out of a truck. Yeah. This is awesome. Let's check it out.
Sally gathers the volunteers for a brainstorming session.
I swear this guy's
all
doing
right, so
a John Wayne impression.
At this point, that we need electricity. The next
they
step
went
is
into
that
the
red
pig truck, melting
there,
their flesh.
We're going to be able to want an alternator that's going to be able to recharge our battery banks.
In a perfect world, we'd be running
this
tractor
chick's a total
off of
tomboy,
diesel,
isn't
but
she?
That's not an option.
I would
for us
say
now.
So.
So right. The next step is figuring out how to make fuel.
Louisiana native DeVille has an unorthodox idea.
First name,
being a country boy, there's a lot of things I remember, like making gas from animal fat.
It's really old.
Gas from the pigs that we saw in that truck the other day.
When animal fat is exposed to intense heat, it breaks down into oil. Once the impurities are removed, this biofuel can be used to power a diesel engine.
So we need to make a group decision as to who is going to go get those pigs.
Not me.
I don't want to go near those things, and I'm glad I didn't have to go near those things. Thank God it was them
those
and not
things.
Me.
You know we're stripping down into our skivvies?
Yeah.
I think it's the best idea, honestly, because these are the only clothes that
what
we
What does it smell like?
It smells like death. Your natural instinct is just instantly to throw up.
Wow.
It sounds delicious. Yeah.
Just try to breathe through your mouth.
I love this.
That's my natural instinct.
I love they're all like,
thank you. I should start getting the suits on.
Okay. I love the retching sounds.
This makes me want to cry.
I have to figure out how to lasso it from outside and pull it.
Just a hook.
The best way to go at doing this is to have two people go in the truck.
That's you, TJ.
And
when you've got
like,
clothespins for our noses.
Yeah.
So
you guys hooking them in pull.
Did you notice how they zoomed in on the girls' butts when they took off their clothes?
Yeah.
I did notice that.
Who did?
Okay.
They got to get it where they can, you know? It's always dirty and gross.
Grab it.
Oh, my God, it's slipping.
This one's bad.
Really
bad.
Real bad.
Just hold on, really bad.
That is slippery.
That is slippery.
When they showed the maggots like crawling down it and stuff, it's so gross.
Yeah. Man.
It's like, don't
you
they,
can just
they
hear
all
everybody
know it,
vomiting.
They all know it's gross, and it's just, they still... Yeah, we know.
It just goes on forever.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Who wants a ham sandwich?
I was just thinking in my mouth, because I knew if I got a whiff of these things that I was dealing with, I would probably throw up.
They reek. It's awful. Absolutely awful.
Oh, boy.
Wouldn't that have been great if they came back and they were like, hey, guys, lunch. Made some ham sandwiches. They're like, oh.
It's deviled ham.
It's just like, oh, jeez. This isn't working out well, guys. I thought we were out of food. Where'd you get the ham from? Those pigs out back? I thought you got... No! Oh, nasty. Yeah. So that was great. It was basically one long sequence where you're like, oh, like watching this.
And it happens every time I've got food.
Yeah, you're eating lunch or something.
So, all right, turn the channel for a few minutes.
I forgot. I was eating lunch during MasterChef, and I was like, I got to finish eating before that three-fingered dude comes on the screen. That's going to gross me out, man.
My wife kept making fun of him. We watched it last night, and she kept like doing the little three-finger thing and kept like trying to touch me and like wipe my face. And I was like, gosh, you're so offensive and rude.
You guys do know you're all going to burn in hell, right?
I said it last week, and I'll say it again. The dude's got Ninja Turtle hands. Awesome. <Yeah. laughs> Wouldn't that be great? What do you have to make for us? Some pizza, dude! Cowabunga! Like, whoa! So, yeah. We'll see what happens next week on The Colony. All right, let's talk about Penn and Teller's bullshit. Excuse my language. That's what the show's called. Penn and Teller's bullshit. Penn and Teller's BS. There you go. Now, this week was about self-esteem and how self-esteem is bullshit. Is BS.
Is that the Tony Robbins approach?
Well, it's just like, you know how when they do sporting events or whatever for kids, everyone gets a trophy even if you lose? And it was how this self-esteem thing is making everyone have a sense of entitlement.
Right.
You know, like you know, you just kind of like tell yourself, I'm the best. You know, I deserve this. Kind of like everyone who's a contestant on a reality show. Well, this lady, she's created these cool self-esteem dolls that tell you how great you are and how you are a glow that lights the world and everything. And Penn and Teller are here. Well, at least Penn is here to tell us what they think of
Teller doesn't ever tell us anything. It's kind of odd.
Let's go ahead and check this out. I thought this is pretty awesome.
Our next stop takes us to a dock in Tampa to meet a little old doll maker. We really have to... maybe we should hear this woman out for a few hours.
I'm Natalie Hinchin, and I've invented a new product to help with self-esteem.
That's good! The self-esteem movement clearly needs more than just workshops and magic shows. Okay, Natalie, show us what you've invented.
My body is healthy and happy.
What the fuckity-fuckity-fuck is that?
Affirmation angels are adorable little plush 14-inch cuddly angels which say positive affirmations to help you bring your dreams into reality. An example of an affirmation is...
I am a gift to this world.
Well, not exactly a gift, more like a COD. These dolls sell for $33 a piece.
People like me.
And I let my light shine bright.
I really have a passion for teaching children they can be or do anything that they want to, because I really do believe that.
And this led you to make dolls that have fantastic self-esteem. Notice they don't say to the child, you are a gift to this world. They say, I am a gift to this world.
I am a gift to this world.
The doll doesn't care about the kid. Fucking self-absorbed pieces of plastic shit. I'd rather my children played with fucking Chucky.
the dolls make it easy so you don't really have to think about it because they say the affirmations in the correct format. And then you just follow what the doll says.
Just follow what the doll says?
That was awesome. And they went around to different places where you go to classes about self-esteem, where the person would get up and go, I'm here to enlighten the world. And they're like, oh. And they're like, what? It's all just, you know, a bunch of crap you tell yourself. Kind of like, you know, if I'm going to play, like, Bad Company on the Xbox, I'm, like, look in the mirror. You're going to kill so many people today. You're going to be a badass. You're going to stab guys. You're going to grenade them. You're a badass. All right, get in there. I'm like,
you're going to outshoot that 12-year-old that plays every day.
Yeah, this little bastard 12-year-olds are left for dead. You're going to kill so many zombies today. You're the man. You guys do that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Every day before work. I do it. Ooh, every day before... I can't think. I got you. There we go.
Just be true to yourself, Adam.
Thank you, Laura.
An affirmation.
I love Pen and Teller. Now, next week, what do they talk about? I can't remember. I painted myself into a corner. Let's talk about Entourage. I actually thought Entourage was pretty funny this week. With the Stan Lee stuff and Vince dating
the porn star.
Porn star Sasha Gray. And there's this great scene here where he's supposed to go meet about this new superhero movie and introduces Sasha, who's a porn star, to Stan Lee. And he's like, where do I know you? I thought it was pretty funny. Let's check this out.
I always wanted to fuck the Hulk when I was younger. Is that weird?
A little. Huh? What about Aquaman? You want to fuck him?
I like the sequel better. I'm kidding.
Look, the Shocker.
You're gross. Oh, you're sick.
And you're so
you're
innocent.
Sick.
You're an innocent girl,
you're sick. Vince, Randall and Stan are ready for you.
We're ready for them?
Yeah.
Vinny Chase. Randall, so good to see you again.
You too.
This is Sasha.
And this is the man, the myth, the legend, Stan Lee.
Hi.
So nice to meet you, Stan.
Oh, you as well. And Sasha. Oh, you look familiar.
Well, Sasha just did Steven Soderbergh's The Girlfriend Experience.
Oh, I didn't see that. What else have you done?
I've done a bunch of stuff.
Really? Anything I've seen?
She's done dozens of independents.
At your age? Boy, that's terrific.
Okay, I just got Stands a phone around the wall.
Right, here you go.
Not great. Vince brought Sasha.
Jeez, come on.
Yuck.
Drunk. Vince?
I wasn't drunk.
Yeah, well, they said you smell like Mexico.
That's because I had some Turtles tequila for breakfast.
But I totally sobered up before I got there. I'm not dumb enough to go to a meeting drunk, E.
Yeah, but you're dumb enough to bring a porn star.
I told you, Stanley totally knew who you were.
I know, I saw the moment when he placed me. He turned beet red.
All right, so what did he say?
Well, they like you for the movie, but they've seen a lot of fuck-ups in this town and they're concerned, Vince.
E, the truth is I had a Vicodin this morning, which I wouldn't have had if I knew I'd be drinking.
Well, why'd you take a Vicodin?
My back. It's been hurting since the accident. Look, you just tell
them
I'm fine. I'll go back. I'll meet him again.
I told him we were fine. I also told him we needed an offer immediately.
Ooh, I like the aggressive attitude.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Later.
He just exercised.
Exactly.
Take the cane and do a jig.
Huh?
It's the answer to everything.
I love Stanley. that was a drop was back from the ages.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. I
take the cane and do a jig.
gold. You know what, Laura, speaking of, you've been listening to a lot of old episodes, right?
Yes.
Now, have you listened to the Cloverfield episode yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I can't wait till you do that.
Hilarious.
What's that, Adam?
Hilarious.
Hilarious!
Yes.
That was rough. You got to get to the Steven at the airport episode. It's like Steven is like completely out of breath, and Jason's like, so what'd you think of Iron Man?
Good times. Now, you know, I even thought some of the Johnny Drama stuff was funny with Bob Saget stealing his script. And first he wants to kill him. And then he goes, no, the guy gave that to me like a couple of like 9 months ago. And he's like, I'm going to kill that guy. So, you know, basically what I'm saying is it's a much better episode than there have been so far this season. I thought it was pretty funny. I actually laughed more than once.
My friend Eric will be happy to know you're enjoying
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I'm basically lying just so your friend Eric will like me.
Oh, that's so nice of you. That's very nice.
Because you have low self-esteem.
That's right. I need to...
need to buy a $30 doll.
You need an affirmation angel.
I am a gift to this world. Wow.
Fucking self-absorbed pieces of plastic shit.
Oh, whoa.
He's angry.
No, I generally liked Entourage this week and stuff like that. What do you think, Steven?
I'm sorry.
Ooh.
He was nodding
off. So I'm thinking that's a no.
No, I'm trying to like Entourage and, you know, I'm...
I know it's played out, but what I'm saying is...
there's parts that I like, and then it's just like, you know, it just isn't cohesive all the way through for me.
Yeah.
Boy, that's terrific.
Hey, don't be sarcastic, Stan. All right, Bill. Bill's not here.
Bill.
So used to talking to Bill. All right, guys. Let's talk about True Blood, huh? True Blood. There's a lot of crazy shit going on, Steven, with Sookie rescuing Bill and Bill starving.
Bill going into
kind of like just goes primal and sucks her dry, and she's dying. And
she doesn't have a blood type.
And she goes into that weird. Okay, what do you think, Steven? That Sookie is. They showed like her go to this weird place where everyone's happy and dancing. And
no, I was just like going.
Are they? Here's the only thing I think of is: are they pixies? Is she part pixie? Is she
She's
a sprite?
A
woodland creature of some kind, or
something like that? I'll go on. Something on the lines.
We know
of
that she has something to do with light.
She's
vampires,
something magical.
Yeah, vampires and werewolves exist in this world in their darkness. So we know the show is telling us that things on the light side of
there's also.
Exist.
There's the dark and the light, as
right?
Well.
So she has this power, but also what?
But yet, why don't the vampire king still doesn't know? You know, they say if they've coexist,
because they've kept themselves secret really well, I think is what's going on. And I want to know how her cousin knew, but she didn't, or what the cousin told.
Or maybe
Eric.
She might have experienced it from her grandfather.
Right. I'd really. What's cool is they have a mystery like that. We don't know, but we have awesome Jason Stackhouse stuff where he wants to know more about this girl Crystal he likes, and his buddy tells him to go question the guy at the jail. And this whole scene is hilarious just because Jason, he always means well. He's a complete moron. But things seem to, you know, things work out well for him when he's not thinking, when he just does stuff. But if he starts thinking, he's like gets confused and he's just.
His brain doesn't work right. It works in reverse.
It doesn't at all. Let's check this out.
Hey, you remember that dealer that you took down last week at the bust?
I just told you it ain't going to work. Reminded me of last week's glory. Ain't going to change the fact that this week ain't done shit for me yet.
Well, you think they still got him down at the jail?
I think so, yeah.
Well. Why don't you go down there and talk to him? He's probably the best shot you got at getting answers about Crystal, and he's just sitting down there at the jail, locked up, waiting for you.
It's genius, is what that is.
Oh, Bubba.
I knew you and me being roommates wasn't going to suck forever.
Remember me?
Of course I do. You're a son of a bitch you put me in here. I'm a cop. That's not what I hear. I'm almost... a cop. I'm here to interrogate you. Do I look like a rat to you? Ain't nobody asking nobody to rat nobody out.
Well,
I just... Could you stop pacing like that?
No!
Look, man, all I want to know about is Crystal. My cousin?
She's your cousin?
Then you must know who that asshole she's living with is.
That asshole is my...
Oh, you're smart. I ain't saying another word. I don't know Crystal very well, but the little bit I do know her tells me she is a good person in a bad situation. And I think she deserves better. Don't you? Your family. I'm gonna tell you what you want to know. But you have got to bring me some meth.
Doc, I can't do that,
man. I have been in here without it for almost a week, and I cannot fucking take it no more.
What the hell, Stackhouse? You ain't supposed to be back here.
Well, I'm just sweeping, you know?
Yeah? Where's your broom?
That's a good point. Sorry. Hey, Lafayette. You got a minute?
Last time you came to me all shaky like this, you wanted to buy some V.
Oh, no, I told you, that's just behind me. I just need some meth.
What?
I just need some meth.
This dude we got in lockup, he's got this information I need, but he'll only give it to me if I get him some meth.
Jason, no. I don't deal no fucking meth. And even if I did, I wouldn't sell the shit to you. And you ought to thank me for it.
God damn it, Lafayette, I'm in love.
With the dude in jail?
No. With his cousin.
I love it. Like, all this crazy stuff with his sister is going on, and then they cut to Jason's dumb storyline where he's just kind of a moron. But I know it's going somewhere, and I'm always amused by whatever he's doing because he's just kind of falling into things, you know?
I like his roommate, too, the chick that comes in.
Yeah.
With her biscuits.
I love, she's like this
I
really...
want you to taste my biscuits. It's like, whoa!
Well, did she catch up when she first, he answers the door, he goes, hey, and she goes, will you invite me in? And he goes, what? And she goes, oh, weren't you dating that vampire girl before? I was just joking around or whatever. She's like really, you know, bubbly and just complete opposite of his old vampire girlfriend. But that's what I love about the show, all the different characters. And I can't wait to see what the hell else is happening because it's crazy stuff. It's a crazy show. I haven't even gotten into all the vampire stuff because it's crazy. What do you think, Adam?
I think I'm going to be watching the first season very soon.
All right.
he's always two seasons behind.
Sold.
All right, Adam, you ready to do some news, huh?
Let's do some news.
All right.
Oh, Bubba.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do the news. Oh, all right, Adam, what's in the news this week?
Okay, this first story is going out to our regular newsman, Mulberry Bill, and this is dedicated to him because the headline reads as follows. Student told of sex with former freelance teacher after suspecting her involvement with the assistant principal.
So, hilarious!
That is true. So apparently, this 17-year-old, I can't find his name in the story. Oh, no, he's unnamed because he's a minor, I guess. At a Freeland high school, a student testified that he wanted to finally tell the truth about teacher Marcy L. Rousseau having sex with him after coming to believe she was having sex with everyone else, including Freeland High assistant principal J. Barry Weldon Jr.
If I can't get this poll in...
I don't think he had a problem.
No,
with that.
I think that did get the she was.
Oh, he got it in.
Thank God, yeah. The whole fits.
Thank you, God. So, Principal Jay, or the assistant principal, and the teacher Marcy Rousseau have now resigned, and it says that she's married. She's 33, and this the kid that came forward and testified. Is only 17 years of age. And wow. So she's up for 21 counts after Thursday's exam. It says the student testifying for almost an hour about five separate times he met Rousseau for sex. He said he decided to report their affair when I found out that she was screwing around with other people. Barry Weldon, and I don't know who else. So I guess there's a couple other not eyewitnesses, but other witnesses that are going to be testifying in.
That's terrific.
His math is so bad he couldn't figure out what sloppies he was getting.
The youth looking down at the witness stand in front of him during much of his testimony said he didn't use a condom during their encounters because Rousseau told him that she hadn't had sex with anyone else other than her husband. And really? She said she couldn't have kids and she didn't have any diseases or anything. No trial date has been set in Saginaw County Circuit Court for Rousseau. So there's that.
What's
I thought Bill would appreciate a good teen sex teacher story, as he usually does.
Pretty disturbing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving along here. We got police.
This weekend I'm getting laid.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, Tom. That sounds good to me. All right. Police investigate fraternity sex abuse case. This is brought to us by KCCI.com.
Here we go.
Des Moines, Iowa, police are investigating a report of sexual assault at a Drake University fraternity. Police said the case centers around pictures and video that a male victim said he found of himself being sexually abused. So apparently he was looking through his frat brother's computer and came across some video and photos of himself being probed with something or assaulted in some manner.
Wow.
Yeah, can you imagine? Wouldn't that be comforting to look at?
I mean, let's see if you can walk the walk.
Hey, that looks like my ass.
Does he not? Why does he not remember?
Well, you know these college kids, Jason. They get in there.
It's a little GHB.
Haven't you ever seen The Hangover? Come on, Jason.
Oh, you mean he's really drunk?
Yeah. Okay. Anthony.
No.
Anthony Bertoloni, 21, is charged with third-degree felony sex abuse. Bertoloni is a member of the Sigma Chi fraternity at Drake University. Search warrant was executed on Tuesday to search his room. Police were looking for any computer systems, forensic data, and photographs in print, electronic, or digital form. The victim told police the images are of Bertoloni performing sex acts on him while he was passed out. The victim also told police...
Thank you.
He also told police that he has never been in a sexual relationship with Bertoloni and he didn't consent to the acts. The victim also told police that he did not the victim also told police that he did not remember any of what was depicted in the photographs. So now this Bertoloni guy has got kicked out of the fraternity and the police said that the investigation is ongoing. So I read the story to one of my buddies and he kind of thought, like, you know, it didn't say the victim was raped, so it was probably just some harmless frat boy fun.
Oh,
drunken,
yeah.
Naked frat boy fun.
Good time, huh?
I am a gift to this world.
Okay, moving on. All right, now, you know, we talk about the Cake Boss, and they're from Hoboken, so I figured that this... this story, although short, was kind of fitting for the NIM listeners. Here
well,
we go.
We also learned that he's clairvoyant, remember?
Yeah,
I can
remember
see
that.
Things.
You know how many cakes fall apart? This car engine's not going to fall apart.
I can see the future! 2012, we're screwed! Carlos Bakery, demolished!
Excuse me. All right. Former Hoboken mayor Pete Camarano gets 2 years in prison for taking bribes.
Oh.
Yeah. Hoboken's former mayor is scheduled to appear in federal court to face sentencing for taking bribes. Peter Camarano III pleaded guilty in April to extortion conspiracy under terms of his plea agreement. I keep like not knowing how to pronounce this guy's name. I'm trying to do it really smooth, but I'm having a tough time. Camarano faces up to 2.5 years in prison. He was the youngest mayor in Hoboken's history at 32 years of age, but he was arrested in a federal corruption and money laundering sting that swept up dozens of politicians and rabbis. I think that's what that is, but that kind of
confused
me. Please,
stop breaking my, you know what?
Oh, boy. Camarano admitted taking $25,000 in what he thought were campaign donations from informant Solomon Dweck in exchange for promises to help Dweck build in Hoboken.
The hell is wrong with you people?
I gave him a cake.
He probably did make him a cake, and you know, unfortunate is just very short-lived mayorism going on there. So.
He did make the mayor cake, didn't he? A New Jersey cake?
Yeah.
Did he?
Oh, my gosh.
I believe it had files and saws inside it.
You know, I don't...
Steven, please pack your knives and go.
Oh.
I mean, I don't mean to be... hopefully none of the listeners... I know I'm going to get tons of comments on Facebook for this, but it just seems so fitting for that to happen in Hoboken, New Jersey, right? I don't know. It just seems... Oh, boy. Moving along.
All the people left here.
This story is dedicated to the
so
one and only Jastrom.
Oh, thanks, Adam, but I was going to ask you, do you have a lot of friends on Facebook from New Jersey?
Not anymore.
Ah. No, but I just thought
he's going to be unfriended tonight.
Yeah.
I'm unfriending that bastard.
Deleted. All right. This one's dedicated to Jason.
Ah.
I don't know. You may not even get this. Two women charged in kindergarten graduation brawl. This is brought to us by Yahoo News. In Victorville, California, two women have been charged with misdemeanors for a fight that led to a brawl during a Southern California kindergarten graduation ceremony. San Bernardino County investigators say the women were arguing and it got physical in a field near the June ceremony at Puesta del Sol Elementary in Victorville. Several men jumped in and turned it into a brawl. Fortunately, nobody was hurt, but the court records show misdemeanor charges have been filed against 31-year-old Kayona Burt and 29-year-old Marina Ruth Vargas.
Oh.
So anyways, they were going at it a while, and prosecutors say they face up to 6 months in jail if convicted for interference with peaceful conduct at a school and 90 days in jail for unlawful acts committed on school grounds. Now, you may be wondering why I dedicated that to you, Jason, but it caught my eye because I thought you mentioned something about how people were getting a little rowdy at your daughter's kindergarten graduation.
You're right, yes. Good memory.
Anyways.
Yeah, this guy was like, what the hell, man? This is stupid. And he's just talking real loud. And people were like, what is this guy?
You should have gotten into a brawl with him.
I should have.
You should have brawled it up, man. You
I should have brawled it up.
I should have taken my glove off and went up and slapped him in the face.
War. How pathetic is it that, I mean, even if one, even if one of the people from this dispute was being a total ass, what does it say about your pride that you couldn't just humble yourself at your child's or family member's kindergarten graduation for crying out loud?
This makes me want to cry.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I've heard of that before. Like, you know, you usually hear about it as like a little league or something where parents get mad. But what is the graduation? Like your little kid is sitting there.
Did she tell the other one she'd meet her at the bite rack?
That's what it sounds like.
Flagpole. No, apparently it was a field, Steven. It was a field.
Was it 3 o'clock high?
What could they possibly be fighting over?
My little cousin's eighth grade graduation, there was a gang fight. I'm like, are you kidding me? At an eighth grade graduation, you kids don't have anything better to do? I don't know. It's just
hilarious.
I would just assume these type of brawls should be taking place in like a dark alley somewhere like that or a bar.
Yeah, keep them off the school campus.
Yeah, keep them in the alleys.
Kind of, quite frankly, insulting.
Okay, so the last story I have, this one is – this guy gets the award for like the Highway to Hell award. I mean, this is terrible. precisely.
Oh.
Man stole money raised for dying wish. Rocky River, Ohio. Apparently, the Rocky River Community and School District rose $120,000 for a 12-year-old Sabrine Hack, who is terminal with brain cancer. And her dying wish was to have a home instead of an apartment where she could finally have her own room and where her family could live. So her mother, Maysoon, gave the money to her cousin, 35-year-old Hamza Abu Hamde. I'll say it like that.
Okay? Wow, just start making up names, Adam. John Smith says.
Now on, he will officially be known as Jackass. Okay, so because he had extensive knowledge about rental property and buying homes, police said Jackass bought the family a home in North Olmsted, but he never let them move in. Instead, he rented out the house to another family. Police said he also put the home in he put the house in his name and not Maysoon's. So they're trying to get him to give the money back or let Maysoon's family move into there, but apparently he could only come up with $30,000, and the Make-A-Wish organization stepped in and got the little girl a trip to Disney World, but she passed away shortly after. So never got to
That's
see the
awful.
House, never got her own room, and the Abdu Hami, or Jackass, as I'm lovingly referring to him as, is been arrested for grand theft. So I guess he's going to court.
Bud, what's your problem?
Wow, that guy's really is a dick.
It'll be hard to get from prison.
I don't. Steven, thank you. I don't know. I just had to report that terrible. I'm not a big news guy. I don't listen to news because of things like this that happen. But I figure while I'm doing it, I may as well report like one of the worst things that have happened.
Did the guy really? He really thought he was going to get away with this?
Wrong.
Ooh. Malone just blew his ass away.
That's right, and that's all I got for news this week, guys.
Aloha.
Aloha, Mr. Han.
All right, Adam, thank you for doing the news this week.
No problemo. Thank you for letting me do the news this week.
All right,
is that a sniff giggle?
What do you guys say we do some?
DVD.
Let's do some DVDs.
All right, Laura, get ready.
I'm ready.
Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs.
DVDs. DVDs.
DVDs. HD Blu-ray set and a finish on.
DVDs. Oh, hell. Yeah, the DVDs, everybody!
I'm sure to enjoy it.
I can't make my voice sound like that.
You don't have to.
All right, what do we got the DVDs this week, Adam?
Can they wake me up finally?
You dick!
Hey, what does that even mean?
Chill out over there. All right. DVDs for this week, August 10th, 2010. We have Date Night on DVD and Blu-ray, starring Steve Carell and Tina Fey.
Hilarious!
That's what I hear.
Rachel loves it, so it must be good.
Now, has any one of us seen this film? Because I know I have not.
No.
Jason.
Yeah?
I was hoping you were going to buzz you as well. Never mind. Yeah, there you go. I like Tina Fey. I've just recently started watching 30 Rock. I'm all the way up to season 3. I find it pretty good, and I love The Office. So it's probably just going to be them being their typical normal characters, I would assume. But apparently they have this wacky date night, and they're from New Jersey.
That's terrible.
Was he a mayor?
I think Adam has something against New Jersey.
Wow, Adam, come on.
It all ties in.
What was wrong with you people?
I'm not going to lie. I want to see this movie. I have it on my hard drive waiting for me. But
your hard drive? What do you mean?
I mean, well, see, what I did was I bought the DVD in the future, and I came back and I ripped it to my hard drive.
Oh.
I can see things.
That's true. But anyway, so no one's seen it. Nothing really to say. I guess we'll move on. That's
terrific.
Okay, Stan, thank you very much. Death at a Funeral, coming on DVD and Blu-ray, starring Chris Rock, Martin Lawrence, and Danny Glover. Huh? A little bit of Danny Glover.
I guess Foggy doesn't like that movie.
I think Foggy is thinking that Danny Glover is too old for this. You know what?
Since I smoked, my taste buds are off.
Strong made an appearance on Nowhere in Mulberry.
I need all my senses so I know that it's my favorite by looking at it.
Yeah, that's a clip from the movie.
That's the part where Chris Rock is talking to Danny Glover about smoking.
Peter Dinklage! Oh, man.
Okay, well, get this, guy. If you buy this DVD and Blu-ray, you're going to get some special features. You're going to get the family album. Okay. Death for Real. Death at a Funeral, Last Rites, and Dark Secrets. And get this, never seen before on a DVD as a special feature, a deleted scene. So that should be fun. Okay, moving on.
The edited out Peter Dinklage scenes.
Now, I guess I feel like I'm flying through this. I guess I'm just not as versed in movies as much as the great Mulberry Bill, but I looked through and I'm just like, well, these look like the only ones that I would even remotely recognize. So I apologize if it's short, guys. Okay, just want to say that. DVD battery exhaust. All right, The Joneses DVD and Blu-ray. Did anybody see this
what
movie?
What is that?
The Joneses.
Yeah, I just picked it because it had. Yeah, exactly. It has David Duchovny and Demi Moore in it, and I'll go ahead and read the synopsis because I don't think anybody knows about the movie.
Yeah.
The Joneses, a seemingly perfect family, are the envy of their posh suburban neighborhood filled with all the trappings of the upper middle class.
Is what that is.
They are the ultimate trendsetters with an endless supply of high-tech toys, designer clothes, fast cars, and the latest gadgets.
No!
But as the neighbors try to keep up with the Joneses, none are prepared for the truth about this all-too-perfect family.
They're murderers.
What is it? What?
I guess you're going to have to.
Oh, leave us hanging.
Oh, wow. You sold me, man.
Come out of your house. No. I want you to go to the nearest Mon-Pop video rental place, a Blockbuster, a Redbox. Maybe go on the web on a Netflix. I need you to see this movie. Let's have Rick do a review on the Joneses. Jason, what do you say?
He was going to do a review.
Kind of, quite frankly, insulting.
Right. Yeah, I do find that insulting, Rick. What the heck happened, man? Like, he was going to do a review, and then we didn't even get a voicemail from the guy.
You know what? I checked during the break, and Rick sent a voicemail during the show.
What should we do here? Are you
going to
play
it? If you guys remind me, I'll play it at the end of the show.
All right. That is cool.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to listen to a Rick voicemail?
Unedited?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's...
I can edit it and post if I need to. Oh, Rachel's so excited!
Okay. We got, on Blu-ray, we got National Lampoon's Vacation and European Vacation coming out.
It smells like death.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It does.
I like the first Vacation and Christmas Vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about Vegas Vacation? You like that one?
Not so much.
I was younger when that came out, so I find a lot of the gags a little more funnier. Because I think I was 7 years old when Christmas Vacation came out.
I mean, because Cousin Eddie's always great. But,
yeah. He does a good job in Vegas, too, I thought. But I don't know. I kind of liked them, but yeah. So these ones are
trainer.
I've never seen
wreck.
European Vacation all the way through.
Yeah, that's not good. European Vacation. My family and I are looking for sex. Do you remember that scene? Yeah. They're looking for number six, but you pronounce it six. So they're going around asking everyone. They're saying, "My family and I are looking for sex." Oh, it's like, wow, that's hilarious.
Why did that not play, Jason? Why did that not play with you? That is hilarious.
No, I'd say Vegas
like
is
the gayest
Vegas.
I was just about to say, that's a guy?
Vegas Vacation is funnier than European.
Yes.
Okay.
No!
All right.
Oh. Meth head doesn't agree with you.
Meth head.
The funniest, one of the funniest scenes in Vacation was when Clark Griswold is having kind of like his meltdown when they're really close to Wally World, and he's like, "I think you're all seriously effed in the head."
Yeah.
Can you imagine a father saying that to the family like on the way to vacation? It's just it's hilarious. Okay, moving on.
Holy shit.
Where's the Tylenol? All right, here we go. Max Headroom, the complete series, lenticular cover on DVD, starring Matt Frewer and Amanda Pays.
What show was that?
I think you're Max, all back in the head.
Oh, wow. Wow, it's so bad.
He almost fell for it, too.
Oh, in the near future, an intrepid investigative TV reporter does his job with the help of his colleagues and a computerized version of himself.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember Amanda Pays? She was so hot. What happened to her?
She was in some movie recently. I saw, like, because, you know, the DVD's new or whatever, and it's links to IMDb. Man, the puberty thing's happening to me again. I need a little tea with honey. Okay, here we are.
Are you better now?
Is that bad radio etiquette?
Oh, Bubba.
Am I wearing that joke out? Chips 1 week, tea the next?
That's your shtick.
Jeez. This makes me want to cry.
Oh, boy. I don't remember this television. I mean, I remember like seeing it on T-shirts and like toys and stuff.
Max Headroom T-shirt.
Yeah, I think I saw one at the store around here in Pinole, the town that I live near, called Best before Best Buy was out. It's called Best, yeah. And they had T-shirts.
Yeah, I remember Best. They had the dumbest. Like, if you bought something, you couldn't go to register. You'd have to wait till it came out on a conveyor belt. Do you remember
Slide
that?
Slide down the conveyor belt.
It'd take, like, an hour to buy something, buy a lamp or
what
something.
There was another store that did that, too. There were two stores that did that.
Service merchandise.
That's old school.
I've often wondered if Best Buy was the same company or transition, because they knocked down the Best and put a Best Buy right in its place.
Yeah.
Where I live, so but yeah, I bought my Game Boy there.
Cool.
Yeah, it was pretty good memories. Okay, well that's all I got for DVDs, guys. Sorry, I'm
hey, bud, what's your
I'm
problem?
Not as good as Bill. Sorry, I'm terrible. No, that's all we got for DVDs. There's a couple.
The show always ends with Adam apologizing. I just want to apologize.
You know, he's sorry for apologizing too.
Adam,
I needed to watch that Penn and Teller bullshit on self-esteem, because I could really use a boost right now, guys.
What the fuckity-fuckity-fuck is that?
That's it in this week for DVDs and Blu-ray.
Adam, I just want you to repeat after the doll.
I am a gift to this world.
I am a gift to this world.
Very good.
All right, Adam. Thanks for doing the DVDs this week.
No problemo.
Hilarious.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week. Try the veal. And scene.
All right, everybody, that was episode 209 of Nowhere in Mulberry. Thank you for listening. Go to nowhereinmulberry.com. You'll find a link to our new forum. And, you know, we've got a lot of support on there lately, about 20-something.
People that are on here now that weren't on the last one.
Yeah, I really love that, the support. And I'm going to keep posting there as long as I can. And when I post every episode every week, I'm going to do more of a story of what went into the episode, not just a post. Like, last week's episode, I talked about you and Adam being on the show, and it'll be something like that, like a little storyline and some history there. So over time, what I want is, like, you'll see a whole list of all the episodes we've done and go, And, I didn't know that about that episode. That's very interesting. Oh, Adam had laryngitis in this episode? Interesting. That's why it really sounded like
Jason
that.
And Adam were both going through puberty on this episode.
Yeah, just stuff like that. It'll be very interesting.
Oh, nice.
But if you want to call and leave a voicemail, call 1-206-202-3491 or send us an email at nimpodcast@gmail.com. .com.
There it is.
All what right. was it you said earlier in the show? You were like, I forgot what it was, but your voice went up like a couple
yeah.
octaves.
Yeah.
I was like, it's true, or something like that. All right.
It was hilarious.
Hilarious. I'm going to hack into my email to get that Rick voicemail. We got to see this here. All right. Nobody look at my password here.
Supercalifragilistic.
So, Steven, when are you coming out to the Bay Area again, buddy?
I don't know. I haven't. As soon as some work appears out there, I'm stuck in Ohio for a couple more weeks.
I think scenic Ohio.
It's been a long time, man. Since you've been out here. I mean, I've been listening to the show for almost five years worth of shows, and I think it's been during your first year that you came out here.
No, I was out there.
Maybe. San Diego or something, right?
No, I was. I've done work at from San Jose all the way Modesto, Fresno, all the way up to Sacramento.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, hopefully you come out this way again.
Hello, Frisco.
What area are you in?
I'm at Richmond, Vallejo. Is that uh-huh. familiar to you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm 10 minutes in both directions, and I'm right in the middle of there. So.
I worked at the Vallejo Hospital right there.
Oh, cool. My mom worked there for years. So
that was my first job out in California.
Sweet.
Oh, V-Town, that's where E-40's from. Don't know if you ever heard of that rapper.
You probably talked to
E-40.
Adam's mom that day or something.
Yeah, your mom was probably there.
All right, you guys ready to hear the Rick voicemail?
Hey, let's do it.
All right,
let's hear it.
Let's see how this works. Will it work? I don't know. I don't hear anything so far. Oh!
Hey, guys. I'm back again with another Rick voicemail.
What was that?
Get your Rick fix right now. I did that before. Do you remember it? Because I remember it. Anyway, last week's show was really good. I've got to say, Adam did a great job filling in. I missed my bill, but he filled in nicely. And it was good to hear Laura's voice finally after all this time waiting to hear her voice. And she sounded nice, and her voice was great. Okay, and I'm sorry for that weird shit I did last week. I was pretty drunk. And I was listening to the show, and I heard my voicemail, and I was like, yeah, next week I'm going to watch a movie, do a review, and I was like, hey, I don't remember saying that. Don't put words in my mouth, Rick. What are you doing? I didn't remember doing that. So I'm not doing one because I was saying that when I was drunk. Okay, so I'm reviewing. No, just kidding. I'm not going. But I'm going to go watch Inception tonight, which I'm very excited about because
nice. It's
like really cool looking in the trailers. They've totally sold it. I just want to watch it because of the trailers.
He's and channeling a super.
Juno is such a... I don't like her. you're in X-Men 3. You're retarded. I'm sorry, that's the way it goes. From last week's show, I was meant to say this earlier when I was talking about all the people in the show. I've got to say that Steven was on fire. Usually Steven doesn't talk as much as Steven and Bill. But last show, Steven just nailed it. Steven cracked me up on several occasions. And I've got to say, good work, Steven.
Thank you, sir. That was some
sweet stuff. Okay, one that I can remember, there was a few that I wanted to mention, but the one that I definitely wanted to mention was when they're talking about some sort of cooking show with a dude with, the Ninja Turtle hand, three fingers, and He's like, I don't want to eat that dude's food, you know, it just grosses me out. And Simi goes, not if it's finger food. I just cracked up because, you know, the words plus of the pictures in my mind. Finger
so
food,
not PC.
This dude's gross, sweaty, oily fingers. And then food. Just reminded me, oh, you just cut those fingers off and pick them up. And that's finger food.
We, okay.
We had to explain it.
So, and well done. And I have booked my tickets to America.
Nice.
And that is from the 27th of November to the 21st of December. So
wow.
In between that
time,
I really want to fly down and visit you guys for a live show.
Nice.
I'm going to be in America. Why not?
I'm going to buy some more Y-splitters.
And I promise I won't be drunk with your family. So have a great show next week.
Stock up on this liquor.
I hope this show goes well. Stop talking. Okay, no, I'm not freaking out this time. So we'll be all right. So I'm just trying to say that I love you.
Oh, he's getting the sexy voice.
This is Rick from Australia.
That is sexy.
Nice clothes out there. Well, I guess that's it. Hey, it was worth the wait.
Ended
wasn't
on a
it?
Good note.
Thank you very much, Rick. And you know what? He'll probably listen to the show going, oh, my voicemail didn't make it. Matt, if he just waits till the end, he'll
Gold.
Hear it. Right, Adam?
Yes, sir, Bob.
I was thinking we dropped you again, but nope. Hey, you know what? It didn't happen till the end of the episode, so it's no big deal, right?
Yeah, not so bad.
And you know what? Your audio is pretty decent, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a new headset this week. I figured, why not? My birthday was Monday, and my mom dropped me a little B-Day cash.
Nice.
So, went ahead and got myself a PC mic, so it's been very freeing. I've been moving about the room, and it's nice.
Oh, that's why it sounds so crappy. You're moving around a lot?
No, are you serious?
Fishing!
Why'd you have to do me dirty?
Oh, my
that?
God.
Just kidding, Adam.
JK.
No.
That's for reals.
All right, guys. Great show. I want to thank you, Laura, again for being on the show.
No problem.
I want to thank you again, Adam, for being on the show.
Thank you, sir.
Now, I want to ask you guys something because, you know, I'm a little jaded now after doing the show for a long time. Somehow this cord keeps getting stuck on my shoe. But did you guys get excited waiting for the show to come out to listen to it?
Oh, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
What did you think when you listened back to it? Was it weird hearing, like, just the playback? You know what I mean?
Well, I'm glad you edited it. But, no, it was... it was funny.
What does that even mean?
No, it was funnier than I remember when we were doing it, I guess because, you know, I'm listening to you. I felt like all I was going to be doing was laughing at what you were saying. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because I didn't remember saying anything.
That's a clip from last week, Laura. Just the whole show.
Just kill me now if I ever do that.
Hilarious!
Can you imagine Rachel sitting in on the show? Yeah, we're not making fun of you. We're just flattering you, right?
Talk about a mic thief. You
know, here, give me your mic. Blah, it's my ears. Now, Adam, did you enjoy listening to last week's show?
I did. Yeah, it was. I really thought that I did like the news segment and the DVD segment while I was doing it, reading the stuff. I thought that, man, I probably read too much. You know, I wanted to make sure I did a okay job. And listening to it, I was like, oh, okay, no, this seems to flow okay. And it's not, it's, you know, not happening too fast or whatever. So that's probably why this time while I was reading it and I was doing the DVDs, I'm apologizing because it seems, when I'm doing it, it just seems not good. You know what I mean? It seems like.
No, I know what you mean. We've had episodes when it's over, I'm like, ugh, bad show.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Later on, I'll listen and go, you know, I'm laughing, you know, it's not so bad.
Right. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing too about the last episode. I didn't watch hardly any of the television shows because I just wasn't prepared for it, I guess. And so this, yeah, this week I got to watch more. So it was, you know,
yeah.
But even when I listened to it, it came out good, and the sound was okay too. I was kind of worried about how that would be, but.
Hey, it's all done in post, baby, huh?
The level later, it works.
You got
out.
The EQ going, a little normalizing going on.
Slap it on my hard drive and go out to Skywalker Ranch.
Hey, if you ever go to Skywalker Ranch, that's about 30 minutes away from where I live, so come and see me.
All right, I will, Adam.
Right. Party at Adam's house.
Yeah, we'll be right over.
Watch.
Oh.
Man, this just hurts.
Just kidding.
Oh, everything is forgiven.
Everything goes back to normal. Awkwardness is gone.
Thank goodness.
Oh, Bubba.
Well, guys, what do you say we end the show, huh?
Yeah, let's go watch Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah. I love Sleepless. You know, that's the part that I love in the movie. I laugh every time.
It is one of the best.
What I'm doing
yeah.
this weekend, I'm getting late.
How long have you been standing there?
Forever.
Forever.
Steven, please pack your knives and go.
Oh, right. No, Steven.
Steven.
No, I'm Steven, you can stay.
I'm off the show.
No,
but
Steven.
You were on fire last week.
Gordon, what do you say? Steven, you should be allowed to say. What do you say?
For me? No.
Oh. Bummer.
Kind of, quite frankly, insulting.
That'll
My
never.
My finger food joke was insulting, yes.
I stick it in the hole.
All right. Before he starts talking about that again, it's time to leave. All right, everybody. See you next week. Even you, Steven.
Steven, please pack your knives and go.
Not again.
This makes me want to cry.